Okay, sir. I sent a message over to my supervisor. I'm waiting to hear from them back. That VIN number I found did not pull up anything either. But we may be able to go ahead and file it since I found it on one of our on our Five Sigma. So I'm
Okay,
waiting to hear from them
so
how they want to file it. Yeah, go ahead.
the I'm looking at the insurance card. It says the insured is Bolt Logistics.
That's who
And
pulled up.
okay,
But
so
and you said that happened on 8/22/24.
yeah, so
Okay.
just yesterday.
Yeah, they filed one on the 17th, but that's the latest one I have.
Okay, so should I call back later, or what should I do?
I said I'm just waiting on them to see how they. We should be able to file it either using the VIN or I'm just going to know for sure how they want me to do it because if I don't do it the way that they the company wants it, then I will be getting in trouble. So just waiting to hear. What is your name, by the way?
Ryan McNeil.
Is it RYAN?
Yes, RYAN, last name is McNeill.
Okay. And you said it was an Amazon truck.
I'm not sure. I mean, I have a picture of the truck, but it doesn't say Amazon. I don't have a picture of the whole truck,
Okay.
so it
Is
doesn't
this
say Amazon truck.
is it Old Republic insurance card information you have?
Yes.
Okay. You're at the right place then, because that's what we handle. And this happened, the location of the accident was where at?
This it happened in Celebration, Florida.
Okay. All right, Celebration, Florida. Approximately what time did that happen?
Around between 4 and 5 p.m.
Okay. Did they stop and give you the information?
Yes. I have the driver's license.
Okay. All right. You said it was around. I'm just gonna put 4:30 p.m. You said between 4 and 5, right?
Yes.
It was a two-vehicle accident.
Correct.
And you are representing an insurance agency or?
I'm representing one of the drivers.
So you're with the company?
Yes,
Oh,
Amazon Law.
you're representing a dr the driver. So you're an in part of the insurance or a law company, like a lawyer?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Trying to figure that out. And let's see here. Okay. Let me see. Okay, what's a good phone number for you?
706-536-0251.
Okay. Now, is that your personal phone or your work phone?
Personal.
Okay. Would you like to add an email address?
Sure. It's going to be rm at campion, campione, and then that's lawpa.com.
Okay, so Roger Mary at campionelawta.com.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, all right, thank you. And the phone number was 706-536-0251.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, and what type of accident was it? You said it was a two vehicle. What happened in that accident?
So I didn't get all the details of exactly what happened in the accident yet. I'll probably have to get back to you on that because it's kind of a language barrier with that. But there were two vehicles involved. I think my client was going straight, and the other driver ended up hitting her. I didn't really get information on how it happened yet, though.
Okay, so would you want to go ahead, because I started filing this. I didn't know if what you wanted to...
Well, so I do want to, you know, start a claim for her because she does have some damage to her vehicle, so...
Okay, what,
you know,
what side of the vehicle got damaged?
The left front.
Okay. So the driver's side front.
Right. Well, correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, and it looks like, let's go back in here. That's a 2023 Ram ProMaster. Let's see, yeah, that was 503 plate number. Sorry, I was putting it wrong. 503 PTM, and you said Oregon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And does it, do you know who the, does it stay who the owner of the vehicle is? Of the van that hit your client?
Give me one second. I can try to see if I can find it.
Do you have a police report?
So I don't have a police report. So on this identification card, it doesn't say who the owner is. It says agency company. I don't know if that means anything.
Okay.
I have a Marsh and Affinity.
Okay. Who was the driver of the vehicle, of the van?
I have a last name is Gomez. Can't read this. And then first name is Brian, Bryon.
Okay. Do you have any other information about Mr. Gomez, a phone number, address?
So I have what is on his driver's license.
Okay.
On the driver's license, it says 3437 Sailing Winds Way. So
Okay, what's
sailing SA. Go ahead.
his license number?
G520-078 92-387-0.
Okay. And is that an Oregon or Florida plate or a license?
Florida.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then what is the year, make, and model of your client's vehicle?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So it is a Toyota Corolla.
Okay. 2010. All right, do we have a plate or VIN number for that vehicle?
I have a VIN number,
Okay,
and that
go.
is J T. D as in dog, B as in boy, U as in umbrella, 4, E as in Eric, E as in Eric, 8, A as in apple, 9110672.
Okay, thank you. And that's Florida registered.
Yes.
Okay, and was that vehicle drivable or did it have to be towed?
I believe it had to be towed, but I'm not sure where at this point, but she did tell me that she's waiting on a tow. Well, she was waiting on a tow.
You don't know who towed it.
I can get that information.
Okay, so right now I'm just going to put unknown, and then when you get that, you can submit it with your other stuff that you need to submit. Okay. and the owner of the vehicle.
So the owner of the vehicle is Kelly, Kelly. And Garrido, Garrido.
All right, do we have any information about her?
I have a phone number.
Okay, what would that be?
407-692-4550.
Okay, thank you. And was Kelly also the driver of the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have her driver's license number?
I don't.
And was there any injuries to Miss Garrido?
So she has some soreness, some pain, but she's gonna have to go see a doctor to get checked out. So at this point, I would just say unknown.
All right, that's what I put in my notes. Unknown, going to see the doctor. Okay. And you said that the Corolla was damaged on the driver's side door.
Closer to the light,
In the front.
not in the front, yeah, not the door
Okay.
panel, but closer to
Driver's
the
side
front.
front panel. Okay. Panel. Right, that'd be left panel. And I know you said that it happened in Celebration. You said Florida.
Yes.
Did you have a street that it was close to or anything like that? Or just that's the only information you have?
That's all the information I have.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just looking to make sure I have everything I need on here. And you said that you do have a police report, but you don't have it, or you didn't have one at all.
So they gave her a case number, but
Okay.
the police reports in Florida, they're usually not available for
Okay.
it takes like 7 to 10 business days. So I just have like a case number.
Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready, I have your claim number.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's XC dash ORCA, like Orca, dash 24-05021. And then the adjuster that was assigned, his name is, well, they call her Pepsi for short, And her last name is spelt Khouanlak.
Okay, I have Khouknn.
Khoua is an apple, N is a Nancy, and then
Okay.
Larry Apple Kite. Let me find her contact information real quick for you. And I'll have to spell her whole name out for you for her email address because it's always first dot last name. So her first name on her email is actually PHE, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, Apple Kite, H O Nancy Edward, and then dot her last name, KH. Khouanlak, and then the at symbol at the letter X and the word claims dot claims.
Claims with the S.
Yes, both of
Okay.
them are plural, so it's at X claims dot claims. And then
Okay.
a good phone number for her is going to be 814 885 4398.
All
That was
right.
814 885 4398. Would you like me to try to transfer you over to her and see if she's available?
I'll give her a call in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I need for right now. I'll give her a call in a few minutes and see if we can,
Okay.
get this started.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
That is it. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.